Joseph and Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
May I have your attention, please?
All right.
Here we go again.
Where did you find that? Some kid back in town? The volume.
Redeem a full of culture, y'all.
That's right. Time of the week again. Subculture Club right here on FUBAR. Michael and Hugh with you.
Sup.
How you doing, my bro?
I'm good, man. Chilled.
You are? Yeah. You're looking very chilled.
I am.
Looking very chilled.
Just out here, isn't it?
Did you see our camo bags out there before? I've got my camo backpack, and you've got your little camo baby bag, your little fanny pack.
Mm-hmm. Got to blend
in. We're matching today with our little happy family, camo. Camo happy families.
You got to blend in on these mean streets.
You just got to do, bro.
It's a jungle out there.
Literally. Hey,
how are you?
Man, I'm really good.
You always ask me, and I sometimes forget to ask you.
You always forget to ask me, because it's all about you, and that's fine.
Yeah,
I don't mind. I'm cool
me.
With that.
Today I'll it's about you, though.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm really good, man. I'm good. I wanted to give a big shout out. You asked me how am I, and I'm throwing it straight back at you. But you know the sketch that you wrote for the hook that you asked me to be a part of as well. It went live last night. Man, killing it, bro.
Yeah, it's doing
you're
good
so good. I love that you and our mate Reece Sanders have got a little sketch writing duo.
Yeah, man. Us.
You're a Don.
We sort of Reece is. One of the co-presenters on Payne and Sylvester Incorporated Wednesday, 4 till 6, FUBAR Radio, shameless plug. And he's a very funny guy.
He's just an
incredibly humorous guy.
Yeah.
And he kind of inspired me. I'd started writing some bits and bobs, and he inspired me to kind of take it a bit more seriously. So we kind of joined forces, and we've started writing sketches together, one of which we shot for The Hook.
It's
on their Facebook page now. And... yeah, it's got a cool little plot twist in it. But
it does.
But the main thing is, yeah, it involves yourself. And I actually, you know, I've made no secret of this to you, that I wrote the sketch with you in mind anyway. You were always the kind of a protagonist or antagonist, depending on how people look at it, so to speak. So thank you for being a part of it.
Yeah,
and if anyone wants to check it out, it's doing decent numbers. I think it's just under 400,000 views, I think, now.
Yeah,
Facebook,
yeah.
Maybe something in
so
that
good.
Region anyway. But, yeah, a few more views wouldn't go amiss, put it that way. So,
good times.
Good times,
man. That was so much fun. Talking about fun, we have stacks of stuff coming up on the show today. Of course, we got Alfie from We Are Ocean. They're going to be just announced that they're going to be performing at Slam Dunk. It's going to be one of their last gigs. For a reason we will disclose a little bit later, but we'll tell you why. Alfie is the lead guitarist. And we're also going to be joined from Sammy from Waster. And pretty shortly after that, that's all coming up at around 2:30 p.m. And then of course, we'll have our dear Kelly J bringing us some weird shit.
Amazing.
And then we've got Carpaface. And this is going to be dope. This is going to be really, really good. He's going to be coming in to spit some bars for us as well, and have a chat about. He's got a new single out as well, but he's going to be joining us at like 3:30.
That's great.
Dirty 3:30. All right, we're going to kick it off right now with Hey Mammy. I actually spoke to my mammy yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know how weird my mum is. Just quickly before we jump into this, I love her so much. She's so crazy, right? She literally called up. She's like, "Oh, Huey, because she's in Melbourne at the moment. She's like, I'm a bit sad." So what's up? She's like, "Oh, they're knocking down your childhood home," and I was like, "No shit." I was like, "The big house where like the whole family lived in, because I was the youngest of four until I was six, and they split, and then the parents split up, and we all moved on." I was like, "The family home? Wow, they're knocking it down," and she's like, "No, the funeral parlor that we lived above when you were 16 for 2 years," and I was like, "Yeah, living above a funeral parlor, that's my fucking childhood home memory. Thanks, Ma."
Did you really?
Yeah. She used to work for this funeral directors.
Right.
So they rented her a flat above it.
Uh-huh.
So we lived...
they were like, no one's in there anyway. Can't think why.
No one's in there. But I looked like straight up and down. That was her idea of like going, oh, I'm sad about your childhood home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah, we could. Yeah, she's so weird.
I've spoken to your mum before. She's been into the Fubar Towers before.
Yeah, she has.
We should 100% get her back on again.
It's pretty weird. It's a weird place to live above a funeral home.
She must have some stories.
Man, so crazy. Like, even to go, like, we had to go up above, like, the reception thing down the bottom when they have all the, I don't know what it's really called, when they have all the... the services and stuff like that, the service. So above was like the...
oh, would it be a chapel? Or just
yeah,
like
kind of like a chapel, yeah. And then above was the coffin display room. So to go into a house, I can't believe I had a girlfriend during that period of my life as well. To go into a house, you'd have to walk past the fucking coffin
display. I can't
believe
you had a girlfriend either, hey. Because you must have had a lot of stiff competition.
Oh! Bow down. Bow down. The king's in the house. Bow down, motherfuckers. But no shit, you have to walk past the funeral, the coffin display room to go down the hallway down to our flat. And Damn. Then the kitchen was separate as well. So you'd have to walk back out the hall, back out of the coffin display room to go into the kitchen. And then me and my mates used to hide in coffins. And then when mum would walk past, we'd jump out. Boom! Scared the shit out of me. Fucking hell. Stiff competition. Still on that. Shouts to Mumsy. I love you. All right. Here's Mammy. Hey, Mammy, right now. And Sylvan, so the name of this one. Up next, going to kick off Subculture Club with Music Makes Me Weak. Michael Payne's got a couple of doozies for you on FUBA.
Now
Very nice. Sylvanesso with that's the Big Wild remix of Hey Mammy. Hey Mammy on FUBAR Subculture Club. Michael Payne, Hugh Joseph with you. Hey, just before we jump into Music Makes Me Weak, have you? We got a little thing sent to us from our dear Natalie King here. A little shout out of none other than Steel Panther. Have you heard Steel Panther?
I haven't.
No. I wasn't sure if you might have. So they're kind
I know you're a fan though.
I mean I definitely am, because I have, you know, have a comedy rock band. Mm-hmm. So they it's kind of like glam rock sort of satire-y stuff. It is very, very, very funny though what they do. Then they do have a massive cult following.
Yeah.
They're huge. They are really, really big. They're kind of I think they've been around for quite a long time. It must have been a good 20 years or something like this. Yeah. So I told a couple of people yesterday, I was like, man, we got a shout out from Steel Panther. Everyone I told was like, fuck off, like literally, like really, really blowing people's mind. I think I nearly even got a phone number yesterday because I was just telling everyone. Babe was like, really? Really? Check this out anyway.
Hello, this is the voice of Steel Panther. My name is Michael Starr. You are listening to Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
Sick.
Incredible.
Yeah, and he did it in a Mexican accent.
Oh, right, so that's not his actual voice.
No, that's what I was really wanting. I was hoping to fuck with you like that.
I was going to say, Panthers don't live in Mexico.
Don't they? Steel ones do.
Exactly.
Steel
They're
ones
manufactured
do.
In Mexico.
They are. Oh,
that's We've yeah. just uncovered the source of Steel Panthers.
Mate, that's what this show's all about. We get to the bottom of everything that's fucked
Absolutely.
Up and weird.
Get to the very bottom. That's why it's called subculture, man. We go down.
We go deep.
Deep, deep down. Deep, deep undercover.
Deep, deep inside.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Music makes me weak.
Music makes me weak.
Right, so this week, I'm sure you've heard that the Brits were on.
Yeah.
And obviously, this is Subculture Club. We don't give a shit about the Brits. But we do care that the most talked about subculture of the last 5 years, grime.
Yeah.
Made its first big foray into the Brits via, you know, nominations for Skepta, Stormzy and Kano.
Yep.
And none of them won, you know. This was a quite strange year where I think that, you know, Bowie had to win that, you know, album.
You've got to get
a posthumous award. It's a, whether or not you think the music itself deserves it, I think it was important for Bowie to win.
Well, and also album. Bowie being such a subculture icon as well.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Fucking right.
One of the forefathers of subculture.
Right. 100%, yeah.
He for me, in my mind, he was a worthy winner. But, yeah. You know, it doesn't take anything away from Skepta, Kano or Stormzy.
Mm.
But, you know, in celebration of two of the nominees, I thought that it was only fitting to play one of my favourite Skepta songs. Plus, I think the only time that he's collaborated with Kano.
Right.
And this is Lay Her Down.
Man, amazing. Absolutely two legends of the game. Here we go. First one for Music Makes Me Weak.
I'ma lay her down, down, down. then I step back. Dig the red button, crap out. So many gal around, gal around. You were the fool that it was cute. Found down, 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 the down layer. If I get look buff, then I slay her. And if the judge, then I big like Katie. Hurry, then make up the John Mayer. I swear to Jesus, no pieces. I cut to push, no leases. We're both in whistle and flutes now. But yours looks kinda Reese-ish. London to Manny in a sec. Got the man them on deck. Got the gal them all wet. AMG living cause damage on the M. One when I come vroom, vroom. I'ma lay her down. Bell tree.
I just wanna feel your skin. Against mine. If it's the last thing I do, I swear to Jesus, I'ma lay her down.
Hey now, it's Michael Starr from Steel Panther. You're listening to Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio. May your balls be rocked.
Yeah, rocked indeed. Hey, was there a line just then in that track that said, I want to wear your skin?
You thought that.
Don't you think that's a bit murdery?
A little bit like that.
It's a little bit murdery.
I was saying it makes him sound like Hannibal Skeptor.
Hannibal Skeptor. That's so good. Is that what the line was?
I doubt
it. I want to wear your skin.
So romantic. Like,
you got a beautiful skull. What? That's fucking murdery ass.
It's a new meaning to being, I want to be inside you, girl. Literally.
Oh,
I
want to
wear your skin.
Oh, God. Yeah. Hell murdery. Very, very murdery.
Mm.
Yeah, man. Nice one. Big shouts to Kano and Skeptor.
Massive shouts to them. Yeah, they've both had incredible years. Skeptor's just killed it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Kano's come back with his first album in years and totally torn it up and been nominated for awards here and there. The same with Skepta. Stormzy, who obviously I didn't include in that song, that sort of music makes me weak entry, because he's, for me, he's kind of in a different lane because he's just released an album today.
Yeah.
So he's
Gang Signs and Prayer.
Exactly.
Out today.
We're going to be playing a couple of tunes from that, hopefully, toward the end of the show.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, that's a completely different category.
Mm.
But in keeping with the spirit of music makes me weak, another matter this week has been Storm Doris.
Well, man, I got a bit of a conspiracy theory about this.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Do you think that Storm Doris was all, it was completely fabricated, not fabricated, and made, but I reckon it might have been
manufactured.
Manufactured is the word I'm looking for.
And not in Mexico.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. By Stormzy's PR team, because Gang Signs and Prayer came out today.
This is the thing.
They needed national news about a storm.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Listen to this, right?
Conspiracy theory.
So, one time, who was it? Was it Tara Palmer Tomkinson? Is that her name?
Sure.
The socialite that died recently?
Yeah.
Yep. She was on TV. I was watching this. She was on TV and she was saying that her her family one time were having a party and basically disclosed that, revealed that they'd altered the weather somehow.
What the fuck?
Right. In order for there to be good, clear skies for this party, over which I think some planes were meant to be flying for some sort of
sky?
Show, that's it. No,
what,
no, sorry.
I don't know what word you're
sorry,
looking for there.
Sorry, my bad.
Fly through, man? I'm trying to think. Is it sky?
But
I was about to say something bad there. I didn't. Very glad I didn't.
The show that they were meant to be doing, an air show, basically, and she basically revealed that they changed the weather for this air show. And there's a rapper called Nines, and he's had a lot of success recently. He just released an album called One Foot Out, and he's from a crew called Ice City Boys.
Yeah,
right. Just around the time that his album was released, it was snowing.
What?
right?
Yeah.
He's from Ice City Boys, yeah? Yeah. Bear that in mind.
Right.
Then Stormzy comes along.
Dude, it's
his
obvious.
Album release is impending. What happens? A fucking storm.
Storm Doris.
Right? Just before that happens, what happens? Tara Palmer Tomkinson dies.
And she also says she, like, actually admits that they changed the weather.
Right.
So it's possible, meaning that it's definitely possible.
Do you know that the rap industry has taken this machine,
yeah,
that Tara Palmer Tomkinson's family were using,
yeah,
and there have been casualties.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just saying, this isn't by any means a fact, but it's a conspiracy theory nonetheless.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going with fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's too much evidence behind this.
I'm
going
to join you on that.
There's definitely too much evidence.
Way too much evidence. We need Uncle, what's his name on the phone? Our strange uncle that we spoke to last week, whose name I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. Jim Fretz.
Jim Fretz.
He was amazing, our conspiracy theorist, mm-hmm, last week.
If we presented this to him, is it possible that the rap game, the UK rap game,
yeah,
the UK rap and grime game,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got to call out everyone now, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, leave no stone unturned.
No, get into it.
The UK rap and grime game has stolen a weather controlling machine,
yes,
from high society,
yes,
and are now using it to further promote their music at the expense, like I said, to make an omelette, eggs have to get broken.
Mm.
As the Jamaicans say, if one make omelette, eggs have to get broke.
Yep.
Something like that,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think some eggs have been broken to make this omelette.
Man, I think this is a given. I think Jim would be on board with this 100%. It's there's facts now.
This is
we've got a socialite. We all know for a fact socialites always tell the truth.
Right.
100%.
Especially if it's on TV.
Right, especially like a millionaire, billionaire socialite on TV.
Mm-hmm.
She's never going to lie. So if she says that her family has a weather-changing machine, it's obviously true.
Right.
Okay?
You start with that, and then everything else falls into place.
It's amazing. Mind blown. That's what this show's all about. We'll fucking figure this out.
OMG facts. Eat your heart out, man. You know what I mean? We did it right here in real time.
Yeah, man.
This shit didn't even make it into the books of legend yet.
No.
And we're already uncovering this.
Yeah.
We're looking back and going, wait a minute, nah.
No.
Something smells a bit booky.
Yeah, yeah. And it's definitely the weather.
It's all centered around the weather.
Yeah. Man, talking about smelling booky because of the weather yesterday, I was walking down the street and then completely nowhere, out of the sky, a fucking cheeseburger wrapper, bang, flies right into my face, puts sauce on my forehead and shit.
Are you lying to me?
I'm a fucking vegetarian. No, straight up and down. I was walking down Kilburn High Road.
If that's not a sign, then I don't know what it is.
Man, I was like, it fucking came out of the sky. And I fucking, it storms his PR team at a blame.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
For a cheeseburger.
Well, mate, if they manufactured the weather.
No, that's got to be someone else. See, that's got to be someone
just
else.
Just saying.
We've just got, we have to keep that in mind now.
Yeah.
We have to keep that in mind.
There's a lot of fallout from this.
Right.
I hope the album does well.
So do I.
But at the same token, I'm fucking not really stoked that because of them, I got a fucking cheeseburger wrapper in my face and someone's shitty sauce.
Oh, right, because of the storm.
Because of the storm, Doris.
My bad, sorry. Yeah. I wasn't connecting the cheeseburger wrapper with wind.
Right.
No, it's because you said it fell out of the sky.
It did.
Yeah, no, but it blew in your face, didn't it?
But it came from up top. It didn't come from down. You know what I mean? If it came from the down, I would say that it blew up from the ground because
yeah,
it came up at me. But I was just walking and not even my peripheral vision caught it.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, I'm just like,
thoosh! But you can see the visual picture I have in it. I've just seen a ball, a cheeseburger wrapper wrapped into a ball. And
producer Lizzie thinks that maybe someone threw it at me.
Yeah.
It's quite likely, you know what I mean?
I think it's almost impossible that wasn't the case.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It could be. I don't know. It's quite possible.
Mm.
I've got a lot of enemies.
Killy.
Yeah.
We shoot uphill.
Do you know what, though? Just before we move on to the next song for Music Makes Me Weak, I am vegetarian.
I
had a cheeseburger wrapper bang in my face, sauce smeared over my head. Fucking just tasted so good.
Did it?
I miss cheeseburgers so much, bro.
You had meat juices in your paws.
Oh, God, it was good. I fucking didn't wash it off for ages. I should have raced home. I did not, my brother.
Yeah, your forehead was just licking it. All your little paws on your forehead just licking their lips.
Fucking hurt so good. It hurts so good. I miss you, cheeseburger.
How long have you been a vegetarian for now?
2 years.
Dang, son.
Yeah, 2 years. All right, what's the next one? Music Makes Me Weak.
All right, so the next one is in celebration, should we say, of Storm Doris.
Yeah.
Which was or wasn't manufactured by Stormzy's PR team.
It was! Excuse me, sorry.
And it's from an album of the same name. That's why I chose it. It's from Earl Sweatshirt, who really... This is... Chum is my favourite song from Doris. And I thought it was very fitting.
Yeah. It is, man.
This, are you an Odd Future fan?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, my friend was saying yesterday that his neighbor's, because of Storm Doris, his neighbor's roof flew off onto their other neighbor's car.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Another conspiracy theory here. Who, this neighbor bought this new Golf V-dub thingy, whatever they are. Right? And apparently, this neighbor's a bit of a dick. Bit of a prick, right? And also always parks like in the middle of two parks and fucks everyone up.
Right.
Right? So the neighbors, their roof, half of it flew off because of the storm, smashed the fuck out of the car.
Oh, wow. Karma.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was talking to my friend about it and I was like, do you reckon maybe the neighbors just use it as an excuse and got up there and just fucking threw their roof
onto a car?
Yeah, like, this is a really opportune time to fuck them up. I reckon 100%.
That is amazing. You know, there's that saying, biting off your nose to spite your face.
Yeah.
Ripping off your roof to spite your neighbor.
Yeah, man. We've got to put that in there.
Yeah. That has to take the place of that saying now. Yeah. That has to be the new one.
Man, I love that you've made your songs about Storm Doris as well.
What is that noise?
I don't know. I can hear something in my headphones too. Are we having flashbacks? We might be having a flashback.
Maybe we're mind readers.
I've heard about flashbacks before. I haven't actually technically had one, but I think this might be it. It's almost like I can hear kids' voices.
Me too.
I think we're dying. Are we dying? We haven't even hit blunt yet, and we're already dying.
Jeez. I think it's gone.
I think we're having a marijuana overdose. I think we should call 999. We're overdosing. How much marijuana did you snort? I only snort one. Ever.
I'm dying.
I think I'm dying. Now they're gone. You could hear kids in your headphones,
I could,
right?
Genuinely hear what sounds like very happy kids.
Oh, God.
That was scary.
That was really scary.
Okay,
and
cool.
We got to move on, man.
Absolutely.
Shit is going weird tonight. I'm getting shivers down my spine, bro.
Me too. That brings us up to one of the dopest kids on the block. This is Earl Sweatshirt from Odd Future. This is Chum from the album Doris. And this is in celebration of Storm Doris that hit the UK this very week and was or wasn't manufactured by Stormzy's PR team.
And was or wasn't responsible for my mate's neighbour fucking up the next door neighbour's golf car. Suck shit. Hey, coming up real soon, very shortly, we got Alfie from We Are The Ocean are going to join us right here, Subculture Club on FUBAR. Michael and Hugh with you.
Something sinister to it. Pendulum swinging slow, a degenerate moving through the city with criminal stealth. Welcome to enemy turf. Harder than immigrants work. Golf is just in my shirt. Get up off the pavement, brush the dirt up off my psyche. Psyche, psyche. It's probably been 12 years since my father left. He left me fatherless. And I just used to say I hate him in dishonest jest. When honestly I miss this nigga like when I was 6. And every time I got the chance to say it, I would swallow it. 16, I'm hollowing tolerance. Skip shots of storm, that whole bottle. I show you a role model. Drunk pissy pissing on somebody front lawn. Trying to figure out how and when the fuck I miss moderate. Mama often was offering peace, offering stink. Wheeze, cough, scoffing, and he's off again. Searching for a big brother, Tyler was that. And plus he like how I rap, the blunt and mice of the trap. Too black for the white kids and too white for the blacks. From on the road to cracking locks up off them bicycle racks. I'm indecisive, I'm scatterbrained and I'm frightened. The 7 and in them eyes where he hiding all them icicles at. Something sinister to it. The pendulum swinging slow, a degenerate moving through the city with criminal stealth. Welcome to enemy turf. Harder than immigrants work. Golf is just in my shirt. Get up off the pavement, brush the dirt up off my psyche. Psyche, psyche. Time lapse, bars rotting, hearts bottomless pit. Was mobbing deep as 96 Havoc and Prodigy did. We were the potty mouth posse, crashed the party and dipped with all belongings to toss them out to the audience. Nothing was fucking awesome, trying to make it from the bottom. It is feeling as hard as Vince Carter's knee cartilage is. Supreme garment and weed gardeners garnish and splits the Keith particles and entering apartments with zine article tolerance for boundaries. I know you happy now, craving any complex fuck niggas that track me down just to be the guys that did it. Like, I like attention, not the type where niggas trying to get a raise at my expense. I'm supposed to be grateful, right? Like, thanks so much, you made my life harder, and the ties between my mom and dad strained and tightened even more than they were before all of this shit. Been back a week and I already feel like calling it quits. Something sinister to it. Pendulum swinging slow, a degenerate moving through the city with criminal stealth. Welcome to enemy turf, harder than immigrants work. Golf is distant in my shirt. Get up off the pavement, brush the dirt up off my psyche. Psyche, psyche.
Presents Ian
Holdsworth. Give me lessons on blowjobs now. What would I have to do?
This is what
I'm
talking
about.
You a lesson.
You have to
this.
Show me. Just tell me. What would I do? Why are you going so red? Just tell
get
me
a
what
penis,
you do.
Right, you okay. Put it in your mouth.
That's all I do. Just put it in my mouth. Just sit there. Just in my mouth.
Put it in.
Yeah, then what do I do? Come on, Nat.
We're not doing this.
No, so what would it say? It's in my mouth, Nat.
And then you just leave it there for a bit.
Right.
Until he makes a noise, and then you take it out.
Just take it out. All right, fine.
Give it a little lick, clean it up, and it's good.
Do you know what? That explanation is explaining a lot.
Every Monday. Ian Holdsworth. From 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
It's Subculture Club right here on FUBAR. Michael and Hugh with you. Sorry about that. We had a slight little technical glitch just there, but we're all good to go. We are joined right now by Alfie from We Are The Ocean. Alfie, how you doing, my man?
I'm very good, thank you. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
We're great.
We are very good.
We're good, man. We are doing good indeed. Whereabouts are you? Where are we chatting to you from right now? Where are you at?
I am currently in Liverpool Street at the moment. Yeah, just getting amongst it, going to meet some friends for maybe some dinner, maybe have a drink.
You've got to be careful on Liverpool Street, mate, honestly. Using
you
your phone.
In.
No, using your phone too close to the curb, man, you might get that shit snatched. So be careful, yeah. Be serious. No, it's true, it's a hotspot, man.
Be vigilant.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Genuinely,
you ain't
is a
wrong.
Hotspot.
When you get out of the station, you got to watch yourself. No,
exactly.
I appreciate it.
Honestly. Yeah.
Damn, so that's good, I like it. You're drinking 2:30 on a Friday, I think, why not?
Oh, I mean, I'm not drinking right now, but I'm getting myself ready, you know, like, I'm going to, like...
Be honest, come on, mate, come on.
Yeah, what do you mean you're getting yourself ready? You're having pre-drinks by yourself?
I wouldn't say pre-drinks by myself. No, I'm just getting ready to go meet some friends at the moment. Just had a driving lesson.
Oh, nice.
I know, I'm 25 years old and I haven't started driving yet, but, you know... The best drivers start young.
I don't have a license. I can drive, but I still don't have a license, and I'm sort of 7 years older than you. So trust me, it's fine.
Fair play, man.
It's fine.
Good. I feel a bit better now. That's amazing.
I'm a dinosaur, which doesn't help when you're trying to drive a car anyway. So it's probably best that I don't. So you're playing Slam Dunk Festival this year,
Will?
Right?
Yeah.
Good chat.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be amazing. Have you got
sick,
any of been? Like, I didn't know if you, there was like a follow up question to that. Yeah,
no, nah, just
like, got
I was
announced
just
the other day. Got announced on the 22nd. When was that? That was 2 days ago.
Yeah,
yep. Days. Yeah, it was about 2 days ago.
Yes,
which is amazing. Nice to be asked to come back to Slam Dunk. We've got like such a massive history there. It's like a band, like. Mm. I think it started, I mean, we first played, it was like 2009, and it's been going before that. It like started
damn.
In Leeds, which is like an amazing place for like up-and-coming talent, like creativity is like one of those places that like, you know, it's a harbour for like bands, and like there was a load of amazing venues that we kind of like started, you know, when we started as a band, we were like playing there, which is amazing. And then this festival, Slam Dunk, just emerged from that scene. And it's been smashing it literally since 2008, I want to say, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah, Ben Ray, who's the guy that's behind it all. And, I mean, there's a lot of amazing people as well there behind the scenes, but, you know, they've done an amazing job on it. Like, anything, if you're kind of into, like, you know, the pop punk kind of newfound glory, Starting Line, Less Than Jake, your Real Big Fish, that kind of, you know, Offspring, that kind of scene, Slam Dunk's got it.
Right.
And then for over the years, it's developed into something more than that and bringing in
yeah,
genres across the board in like terms of like rock music type thing. And honestly, one of the best music like festivals that UK has to offer at the moment.
Yeah, I was going to say, you speak so highly of it. Is it a festival that you sort of attended frequently before you first played it?
Well, not exactly, no, because the first time I went to Slam Dunk was probably when we played a show at, because Slam Dunk used to be a club night as well, so we'd play a show at the Cockpit in Leeds.
Yes, I remember that venue.
Anyone from Leeds listens to this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
We'll know how amazing. Yeah, we'll know how amazing that place was. It's not there anymore.
Yeah.
So we were aware of it, and yeah, we got asked to play the second. I mean, the first time I went was when we played, and we've been back like 7-8 times ever since.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I speak so highly of it. I've had so many amazing years there from when I was like 17 to 25 now. So.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's been some good times there, to say the least.
I was going to say, that's either a soft spot or some hard cash.
Yeah, exactly.
No, man, it's all love.
I'm only joking. I'm only playing.
So what's it like, you know, because you guys have played main stage at, like, Reading and Leeds Festival and stuff like that. What's your vibe about playing somewhere like Slam Dunk and then playing, you know, a big main stage like that as well?
Oh, it's amazing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, both of them are just amazing, amazing experiences. Like, as a festival goer, like, you know, when you get through like the gates of a festival, that like, you know, you're in for some good times. You go in there, you forget about the outside world for a bit. It's just you, your friends,
mm-hmm.
music. You're in there to have a good time. So to play in to that crowd is literally amazing.
Mm.
Like, the two of them, yeah, we're unbelievably like grateful as a band and like blessed as a band. And it's a blessed to be able to do those kind of things, you know, and to be able to like have played those kind of shows. And the experience itself is crazy.
When you guys play a festival like that, do you generally bounce, or do you like to go out into the crowd and give, you know, get high fives from phone numbers for the next 10 hours?
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure, definitely. Like, it's hard not to at that kind of festival as well, because there's so many amazing bands that you want to see.
And fitties.
But not get amongst it and, like, get involved and, like, go and see people. And if people come up to you and say, hey, that was a good show, like, all the time in the world for you, just like, yeah, mate, well, thank you so much. And you see what they're... who they're there for, or like what they're into, like type thing. And you know, it'd be rude not to. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've got to get amongst it. When
people
you're
would love it. I'd imagine, like, you know, people would be like, hey, man, like, you know, here's a drink, here's a phone number, here's a cap of MD. Have fucking, that was such a good set. You know?
Holy
woo!
Shit.
Guns blazing.
Honestly, one time
guns
I was
blazing.
At, I'm not going to mention what festival it was.
Yeah, Glasto.
Because I don't want it to get shut down.
No, you don't want Glasto to get shut down.
No, it wasn't Glasto. No. Definitely, I can confirm it wasn't Glasgow.
Oh, that's right.
But I was walking through a field and this guy came along,
field deck.
Massive guy, and threw a pill into my drink.
Ooh.
His missus, literally, she didn't slap him, she punched him in the face.
Wow.
And then she was like, that's our last fucking pill. And then she just put her hand in my drink and then fished it out.
What the
and then
fuck?
Apologized and then offered to buy me a new drink.
Oh, damn straight.
Oh, fair
the
play.
And a new
experience.
And a new pill.
Good
hopefully. Fuck.
It was such a weird experience.
Like, oh, that's so good. That's so good.
Did what he had to do, you know? His missus came down on him hard with that
fully,
one.
Fully, man.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Proper mouth box.
Damn.
It wasn't like a punch in the side of the head.
Nah.
Proper boxed him in the mouth,
holy
man.
Holy shit.
That's great.
Hey,
you know what?
What?
Every time you go to a festival, you see something crazy like that. You know what I mean? I've had people go to, like, Tea in the Park, and that's, like, up Scotland way.
Yeah, and,
like,
and steel cash machines.
There were some scenes, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've seen some terrible... You see some terrible shit, don't you?
What, at festivals?
Yeah.
You see, like, the bottom of humanity at festivals.
Oh, man, I've seen people, like, so desperate for booze and they're out of money. They're, like, licking, like, spilt beer off tables and
that's
shit
it.
Like that. Fucking hell. It's like, Mom! Fucking hell! Nah, she's a bit of a raw dog. Stay off the DMT, Mum. I love you. Hey, bro. So I know this is obviously very, very exciting that you're playing Slam Dunk again. But we have got word that this is going to be your last gig.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, this is part of like a farewell tour. We've got three shows in the UK coming up in March, which is like 4 weeks away. We're doing Glasgow, Manchester, and London on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of March, which comes up pretty soon. And we announced Slam Dunk recently, as these will be the final ever UK shows for We Are the Ocean.
Why?
Oh, wait, I smell a loophole. I smell a loophole.
Oh, for the UK.
Yeah, yeah. You're shutting shit down in the UK.
Yeah.
Brexit fucked up. Oh, Brexit done fucked up, man.
That's what it is. That's it. Even, yeah, Brexit, no, no, even English people are out.
They're just going to drop the mic and go, oh, they got fifth. No, I'm joking. What?
For free German shows, but that's going to happen before the UK show. So we're going to Germany, for the German fans. We're going to play Munich, Cologne, and Berlin for 3 days. Go away. See those guys, come back home, do 3 shows in the UK, headline shows for anybody who wants to come see like a good hour and a half portion of like We're the Ocean and everything that we've done, and then we do Slam Dunk. It's like the final, the icing on the cake, really. Like, yeah. We want to go out as like a celebratory bang, you know.
So why is this your last gigs? What's happening?
It's well, like, you know, we've been a band for 10 years. We've released 5 albums, which we love. Like, we love touring, we love music, we love everything. But like, 10 years in a band, like, we just need to like take some time away, experience some other things in life. And do you know what I mean? Like, I look at music as kind of like a bit of a relay, not to get a bit too philosophical on the whole thing. But like, you know, you got to pass that baton on sometimes, and then it will all come back round on itself. And when you're ready to take the baton again, keep running with it. You know?
So like, I hear that.
You're splitting up. You're splitting up. It's sad.
But yeah, you know, this isn't like kind of like, it shouldn't be a sad kind of occasion, or like, we don't want anyone to kind of be bummed out. Like,
no, it's too late, man. You fucked up. I'm sad now. It's too late, man. You can't fucking tell me how to
sorry,
feel.
Dude.
You can't tell me
sorry,
how to
dude.
Feel, Alfie. Fuck.
I just want, you know, good vibes. You know, we've had amazing times in this band. Fans, I mean, I wouldn't even like to call them fans. They're friends, you know, mostly. It's just like the people that supported us.
Sometimes you got to draw the line, though, because, right, if they all knocked at your door at once, yeah. Would you let them in?
I don't think I'm
going to
do that, mate.
No.
Man, there's a knee bag.
There's always a chink in the armour, mate. There's always a chink in the armour. Hey, Alfie, yeah. That is sad news, but totally understandable. But we don't want to end this on a sad vibe.
Not at all.
We have a very, very, very happy way to end this, mate. We are very shortly going to be giving away 2 tickets to Slam Dunk Festival. There's 3 dates. These tickets can be for either of the, any of the 3 dates. So Slam Dunk Mid Midlands is Saturday 27th of May, Burm and Brum. And Slam Dunk North is Sunday 28th of May in Leeds. And then Slam Dunk South is Bank Holiday Monday 29th of May, Hatfield, at the Forum there. So we're going to be giving away 2 tickets, not too far away. And you can pick any of those dates, which is pretty amazing. That's really, really
awesome.
Cause usually, like, when you win something, they go, congratulations. No, you can only, like, you win, you know, cocktail at a bar or something. Who wins cocktails at bars? I don't know, but let's just say, hypothetically, if you want a cocktail in a bar, they always go, no, it's only this specific obscure gin.
Yeah.
And you go, oh.
It's a promotion.
I really wanted an espresso martini. Now I'm happy sad. I'm happy because I won, but I'm shitty. But this is not the case. This is not fantasyful cocktail winning.
I like
this is very real festival ticket winning. Yes.
2 times ticket winning.
2 times for your mind, my brother. Hey, Alfie, mate. Well, it's been an absolute cracker run for We Are The Ocean. 10 years, as you said, smashed it out. You've got a few shows coming up, which is super cool. But we highly recommend getting along to Slam Dunk Festival to catch
up. Definitely.
Are you doing all 3 dates as well?
We are going to be at all 3 dates, 100%. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And the UK headline shows before that, March, 4 weeks away. We can't wait to be playing some shows again. It's going to be big.
Brilliant. Incredible. And your latest album, Arc, is out now. And we are actually going to play Arc right now.
Smashing it.
Legend. Thanks, Alfie. We'll see you out there.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Peace, brother.
Good one.
Nice
Peace.
Guy.
Bye.
Happy sad. Happy sad. Cocktail winning hour right here, Subculture Club. We've got more guests from Slam Dunk Festival joining us. Waster, not too far away on FUBA.
Club on FUBAR Radio.
Oh yeah. So we are very much looking forward to Slam Dunk Festival, not too far away. As we said, the dates are in Midlands, in Brum, Saturday 27th of May, and in Leeds, for the north leg of it, on Sunday 28th of May. And then just straight after that, it's going to be in Hatfield for Bank Holiday Monday, 29th of May.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just chatting to... Sorry, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say that other acts include Def Havana.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. We should definitely get through some of the acts.
Plug
sure.
the shit.
Yeah, man.
Frankie Aero and the Patience. We Are the Ocean, of course. We were just talking to our man from the band. The Main, Crime and Stereo, and also Sorority Noise, Too Close to Touch, Waster, who we're going to be speaking to within a matter of seconds,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, very, very shortly, yeah.
Seaway, Boston Manor, and Stray from the Path.
Amazing, so good. And we've got a couple of tickets we're going to be giving away very shortly, and you can literally pick any of those three dates you want to go to. So you can enter it now. Jump on at FUBAR Radio on Twitter, and you've just got to make sure you're following us and retweeting that tweet right now for your chance to win Slam Dunk tickets, and we'll give those away shortly. And we've got Sammy from Waster joining us on the line right now, who were going to be also, as you just said, Michael, going to be playing at Slam Dunk. Sammy, ooh, how you doing, my man?
Yo, man, yeah, not too bad. How
nice.
About yourself? You
yeah,
all right?
Good, man.
Good,
do
man.
You do you guys ever get confused with Western, who are literally just a letter off you, and you both omitted vowels, haven't you?
Yeah, all time. Well, not so much anymore, but when Western, like, we came out at a similar time. We actually had to change our names. We had, like, we were the original. We had A and E in
right.
our name, but a band from Canada were also called Waster.
Right.
Wanted to sue us, so we had to take it out. And then we were like, oh, thought it was the end of the world. But then Western came out as well, and we were like, oh, shit. Are we gonna have to change it again? But it was cool. We got a few like tweets saying, oh, Waster hanging out with Little Mix and stuff like that, but apart from that.
how many, or alternatively, how many people just call you Worcester?
A few. Worcester.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
I have a terrible time pronouncing things. This has been a long going issue for me in my life. So the producers very, very kindly said very clearly, Hugh, this is pronounced Waster. Because I definitely would have gone Worcester.
Yeah.
We get it a lot, or just WSTR a lot of the time.
Yeah, WSTR. Yeah,
like either or. I get it.
That would actually, your name looks like a tool that would help Hugh pronounce Worcester sauce. Because otherwise you'd just call it Worcester sauce.
Yeah.
Isn't it Worcester chaya sauce?
Worcester chaya.
Anyway.
I just call it Liam Perrin.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
Just brand names will suffice.
Hey, so Waster, you guys are a punk band from Liverpool. I heard something pretty dope. Did you guys get signed before you even released anything at all? Is that just from someone coming to a gig, was it?
No, it was before we actually played a show. It was weird. It was we DIY, like, did a song and a video, and a couple of days later we heard it on Radio 1, and we were
incredible.
Like, how the hell? And then it just kind of happened from there. But yeah, it was a weird experience, and it's still a weird experience.
That must have been a very, very astute, the most hipster of Radio 1 DJs. Who was it? I bet it was like Hugh Stevens.
No, it was Dampy Carter.
Oh, fair play. Yeah, yeah. No, he has got a reputation for keeping his ear to the ground.
Yeah, he's really good. He's supported us. Still does. He supported us a lot. That feels nice.
Yeah, that must feel really nice when the people that supported you sort of at the beginning are still believing in you.
Yeah, 100%, man. Yeah, it's cool.
Amazing. So you guys must be pumped about playing a Slam Dunk?
Yeah, man, it's amazing festival. We played it last year too. It was our first time last year. It was amazing. It's great for smaller, like, oh, it's great for up and coming UK bands, and well, worldwide up and coming bands, I guess. And just it's awesome. We it's not very old. It's about 10 years old, but it's literally I saw it start, and it was like in a small venue, and then it moved up to the university, and now it's like huge, like done really well.
Man, you guys are going to kill it. Well, congrats on getting put on the bill, man. That's sick. And if you haven't already gotten across it, please do check out Waystar, which is just WSTR, punk band from Liverpool. What's the best place for people to find you online?
Just Waystar, Facebook, or Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, all that jazz.
Yeah.
Twitter and Instagram is Waystar Band.
Nice.
WSTR Band.
Cool, man. All right. Well, thanks so much for your time, and hopefully we'll catch up with you out of Slam Dunk.
Yeah, for sure. Nice one, guys. Thanks for having me.
Peace, mate. Thanks
easy,
a lot.
Easy, my bro. Easy. And cheers, man. As I said before, we are going to give away a couple of tickets, so you need to jump on the FUBAR Radio Twitter right now. Make sure you're following us and retweet that the Slam Dunk competition tweet, which is live now. So get on that. We'll announce that not too far away. Coming up next, pretty excited to jump into this because a lot of people have been pretty avidly against drones for a long time, but what's happening to drones now is absolutely next level. Absolutely next level. It's coming up after Kid Cupid right here. Subculture Club. Kid Cupid, Subculture Club on FUBAR, Michael and Hugh with you. Man, this is some pretty wild stuff.
I thought Cupid was always a kid. Oh, right, so you're not talking about that.
Yeah, sorry. No, I wasn't, but you're absolutely right.
Cupid, it's a bit of a tautology to go Kid Cupid.
Yeah, it's like saying, oh, my dad.
Yeah, my adult dad.
Oh, look at my shoe. Yeah, right? I know it's a shoe, What the fuck?
My footwear shoe.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Thank you. Yeah. Good man. Good man. But drones. This is some pretty wild shit.
Absolutely.
What do you? I mean, I can. They're so creepy, like drones, like flying around neighborhoods and shit, like, you know, completely sort of unregulated. It's kind of creepy, man. And
I convinced myself that Amazon are using drones to deliver stuff. Am I right? Do Amazon use stuff to deliver?
They do,
right?
Yeah, that's a thing.
You see, I told someone this and they laughed at me.
No, it's definitely true. It's definitely true.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I can't even.
Do you know how hard? It's so annoying too, because they turn up at my house and, you know, they always need your name. And they go, "What is your name?" I go,
"Really?
Hugh." And they go, "Who?" And I go, "Hugh." And they go, "Who?" And I'm standing there for like an hour and a half with this fucking drone at my door trying to pronounce my name. Get my fucking name right.
So you knocked on my door, you little prick.
Dick.
Punch you in the screen.
We'll snap a propeller off. How you feel about that? What you know about being propellerless?
Have you flying all lopsided and shit?
Right, and round in circles. Wheezy. Just round in circles.
Exactly.
Yeah. But no, this is true.
I see. I'm really vexed, actually, because the person's abroad and I can't even text her. Ha! I fucking told you.
Don't worry, we'll get online. We'll troll the shit out of them after the show.
Absolutely.
It'll be fine.
But yes, drones. I don't trust them. I don't think... Because if the thing about drones is, if we know about them now, imagine how long they've been around.
Oh, right. So, like, they've been active for, like, 15 years or 10 years, but maybe they've been around for, like, 20 years.
Say if all those UFO sightings were just drone tests. You know, like, the iPhone gradually got slimmer. And, like, things, as they become more modern, gradually get smaller.
Yeah.
Say if the first UFOs were just fuck-off great big drones.
Or what if it's, like, you know, like, the depth of perception? Like, you take a photo up really close and it looks like it's really big.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, when people saw UFOs in the sky, it was just actually a drone, but up close.
So
it's just a depth of perception thing. Conspiracy theory.
It was basically a drone right in their face.
Yeah, and they're like, fucking look at that.
Their arm was going past the fucking thing that they were pointing at. For fuck's sake. That's a good point, man.
Maybe, I reckon, man. You never know.
Because this is before a lot of people would have gone to get eye tests as well. Maybe there was a massive epidemic of, like, I don't know, some sort of astigmatism. I don't know what would affect your sight like that, your depth of fucking, perception. But yeah, maybe, man. Drones were just... They couldn't speak at the time. This is an important factor of modern day drones.
Because, like, if that shit happened now, just say, like, I get a knock on my door and I turn up and it's some Amazon drone, right? And I go, fuck, it's a UFO!
Exactly.
And I freak out. Then they can go, no, chill. I'm a drone. I'm not a UFO.
Exactly.
I'm actually about 2 feet away from your face.
Exactly.
And I'm a drone.
No need to shout.
I go, phew, fuck, man. I'm just lucky you said something, G, because I straight up and down. UFO for sure.
I'm not saying you don't all look the same, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We don't trust drones, but yeah, maybe they've been about for time, and they were just they've always been trying to tell us they were drones. But like you said, they were, you know, they got mistaken for UFOs.
Well, you hear a few stories too of, like, you know, people throwing rocks at them and, like, trying to bring them down and stuff like that. But I heard there is actually I know you know more information about it, but there is actually a new enemy of the drone.
Is it, like, some might say there was a new victim of the drone.
Yeah.
That refused to be a victim.
Right.
And made itself an enemy. You know? The drone is obviously to a lot of people the symbol of the man.
Yeah.
You know, the overseer. Eyes in the sky.
Yeah.
You know? The sequel to CCTV. Yeah. Getting to the places that the man couldn't reach before. You know? Tigers.
Yeah.
Wild animals in general, you would not think were as woke to the effects of this surveillance as we are.
No.
Right?
No. Yeah.
Especially animals in captive. You know, stuck in zoos and shit. In countries that they weren't even born in.
Yeah.
Environments that they don't...
No.
You know? No.
Yeah.
So, the fact that, you know, last year, there were a lot of cases where animals seemed to kind of stage these uprisings against humans, You know, there was there were multiple stories about that.
I had a family of squirrels fuck me up in a park like a week ago, man.
Right.
They are fighting back. They are fucking fighting back.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
But this year, this could be the first of many instances where animals fight the machines back.
I'd say tigers are now attacking drones.
Tigers are now attacking drones in China.
This is wild.
In a zoo in China, literally. Well, it's not actually. It's
captive. It's not wild at all. We need to break down into this more.
We've got to
go now. We've got Kelly Jade's going to join us for her weird news coming up next. But we need to break this down more.
We need to go
deeper, much, much deeper into this. All right, going to go to Dirty Jane right now. And then our wonderful Kelly Jade is going to join us in the studio on FUBAR.
Who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like
Kelly Jade, innit?
Isn't that beer, 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 beer?
Oh, yay! Kelly Jade!
Hey guys, I'm good, thank you.
You look really fetching today.
You say this every time.
No, but
today. I'm not complaining.
Maybe you always do.
You're in a lovely red Fred Perry polo shirt.
Indeed.
It's beautiful. It's good.
Thank you.
Got a good cut.
I found it in the back of my wardrobe.
Did you drop it on the way to Narnia?
I love finding stuff in the back of your cupboard. It's good. There's always so much fun stuff in there.
Yeah.
So I got my last pair of Converse, actually. They really hurt my feet. I don't think we're the same size.
No.
At all. I forgot that I have something for you.
Oh.
I bet it's yours. I bet it's from your wardrobe.
Yeah, it is. Probably.
Yeah, it's not your knickers or anything like that.
Yeah, they keep, they're in the bottom drawer.
Do you know what?
How would you know this?
Wait, was that actually true? God damn.
The last time I saw you, I forgot to give you your Valentine's Day card. Because we had an orphan's Valentine's Day hangout because neither of us had Valentine's Day dates.
Yeah.
All right, I forgot to give you your card.
Thank you.
I haven't written it yet.
What?
I thought I could. I'll write it now.
Is this for real?
Yeah.
I'll write it.
I'll write it before.
Don't consider it late. Consider it early for next Valentine's.
Okay, yeah, I'll take that.
Could be.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
How you been anyway, don't I?
I'm very, very good. I've had a very good week.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I met two of my heroes, which is lovely.
Yeah.
Mr. Ant and Mr. Deck.
Of course, because you were obviously a reporter for Metro.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
That was very cool.
I'm glad you said that I met two of my heroes, not I met my two heroes.
Why?
Because now I respect you again.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you said I met my two heroes.
My only two heroes.
My only heroes were Ant and Deck.
Yeah.
They're fabulous though.
They're all right.
They're as nice as they are
on TV as well. They were better as PJ and Duncan though.
Yeah. What about SMTV days? They were Ant and Deck then.
Yeah, no, see, I wasn't a kid then. So I'm a dinosaur, so I only know I only remember Ant and Deck through PJ and Duncan.
I see.
Biker Grove.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm good. I'm glad.
And what
I'm
did
glad.
They say? What did they say? Because obviously you met them. So where did you meet? Like, was it a big secret? Were they behind newspapers?
No. I went to the ITV studios, which was all very flush. And then I was speaking to them about Saturday Night Takeaway. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to bring up SMTV because it's basically my life. I talk about it every weekend, even though it's been over for about 20 years. Mm. And then
what
they told.
What does SMTV stand for, pray tell?
Saturday morning television. TV.
I'm beginning to notice a pattern with Ant and Deck then. Saturday morning takeaway. Oh no, Saturday night takeaway.
Yeah.
Ooh. And Saturday morning television.
Yeah, they just change the hours.
So now that they're grown up, they're allowed to stay up past 8 p.m. Is that it?
Yeah. They're just lazy bastards. Yeah. They don't even go out on Saturdays. Saturday morning TV, then Saturday night takeaway.
Mm.
Yeah.
But apparently they're bringing SMTV back.
Okay.
Right.
Which is very exciting.
What day is it going to be on?
I feel for that too.
Yeah,
they always mean. All right. So what we've got here is we've got three little sound effects. We've got to try to guess what they are, and then you are going to tell us the actual real story behind what these mean. All right.
Yeah.
So this is the first one. We need to guess what these are, Michael.
Hey guys, this is Tatted Onyx. Today I'm going to make a video on how to blend cremated ashes into your tattoo ink so you can wear your loved ones in your skin.
Is that real? Tattoo your loved ones into your skin.
Well, it's disgusting whether it's real or fake.
Yeah.
And I suspect that in this day and age it probably is real.
I reckon it might be too. Is that legitimately what it sounds like?
Yep.
Is that what's going on there?
Yep, indeed it is.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so basically it's not a drill at all. It's definitely real life and a lot of people are doing it. They're getting crematation ashes, aka cremains, mixed into tattoo ink and permanently ebbed onto their skin.
Holy shit. I mean, I've heard of people like you can get your ashes put into listen, and I genuinely want to do this myself.
Okay.
You get your ashes put into fireworks and then apart from the fact that it looks super dope, well, you also everyone's going to have your ashes falling in their mouth.
That's true. Take that, motherfuckers.
It's my last little surprise. My last little stab. Fuck
well,
you.
Well, Johnny Depp paid $2 million, didn't he, to have Hunter S. Thompson's ashes fired from a cannon.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's part of what he spent loads of his money on.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I want to know where he shot the cannon.
Yeah.
Who was affected?
was Hunter okay? Like, did he?
Well, he was probably already dead.
Do you reckon he was?
Yeah, I'd say as good as dead, if not dead.
Because I wouldn't mind being shot out of a cannon, but I'd want to be dead.
I'd want to be dead. Because the thing about me is that because I'm black, is that it's just because I'm like I could just have really dry skin and then I'm technically ashes, you know?
Oh.
If I'm that ashy, you might just want to blast me from a cannon if you got $2 million.
So is this legit, Kel? Is this someone actually does this?
Yeah. So they've got their loved ones on them until they die themselves. But I was thinking, you do have a lot of tattoos, Michael. Would you ever get it done?
Hell to the no. Like, none of my family members would even kind of acquiesce to that type of thing. Like,
I
if
see.
They're on their deathbed, you know, I'm like, oh, Queen's either. He's like, yeah. Before you go, there's something I want to ask you. What is it? I really, really want to get your cremains tattooed into my skin.
Well, I think it's sweet. I definitely would do it. I would even do it for just people I really just cared about in general.
Oh.
I would do it for everyone.
Thanks for letting me tell you my dying sister's response, you know, before you interrupted.
Oh, I'm still excited. I'm just excited.
Thanks for that, Ian.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say she'd say over my dead body.
Ah, very nice.
Doesn't have the same effect
very,
now, though.
Very clever.
Oh, shit.
I just think it's all a bit like 90s Goosebumps. Like, you'd have it done, and then they would go into your soul and take over, and there'd be an uprising of dead people.
Oh, yeah. I reckon
just saying.
That's really
like a Russian doll as well, because say if... I die and I've got my family's remains in me, and then the person who wants my remains in them is going to have both of our remains.
Oh.
Yeah, remain.
A Russian doll. Is that like a doll on pills?
No, it's a doll from Russia.
Oh, I think you meant like a Russian doll.
No, I'm joking. No.
Gotcha, my bad.
I was going to explain what a Russian doll was, but now I know you already know.
So this is a legitimately a thing, Kel. You mm-hmm. can actually legitimately get this done.
You can, but a tattoo artist called Stephen Mustrom has said that the ashes and ink don't mix that well, so it's just like bits of ash floating about rather than solid construction. Mm. So it's kind of a little bit pointless. I think it's more about the ritual of doing it and blah, blah, blah.
Would it look as bad as like tribal tattoos that, you know, people get?
I don't think anything looks as bad as that.
In fact, I think that's what my sister would say to me. She's like, look, if you fucking get me tattooed in your skin, don't get a tribal.
Don't.
You're not going to get anything but a tribal.
Revenge.
That is incredible, Kel. Incredible. All right, let's go to second one now. Here we go. Let's try to figure out what this is.
Introducing the Shower Orange, a revolutionary new move that is making its way across the world. It's super easy to do.
When you're looking for something other than porridge, why don't you have yourself a Shower Orange?
Don't get yourself in a sticky situation. Starring your oranges in the shower today.
What the fuck? What? What? A shower orange. So is what do you think, Michael? So I'm thinking like is it like a orangey thing that you kind of use to clean yourself with? Or is it like legitimately? What do you reckon?
What's it called? A shower orange.
Shower orange.
I reckon it's just an orange that you can, a waterproof orange.
Do you reckon it's maybe someone's just like literally, like you pay it and you go, oh, shower orange, it's such a catchy jingle, need one of those. Mm. And then it turns up and it's just an orange.
Just an orange that
and
you
they
can
go,
have
and
shower.
They go, dude, just take it in the shower with
it's
you.
Like, it's like bone. What? It's like boneless melon.
That was 24 quid. How the fuck was that orange? 24? Shower orange.
That's right. Yeah. It's like boneless melon.
That's our guess. This is just a hustle. Is it a hustle?
Right. Basically, it's a new craze. And apparently it's to do with self-care. And over 8,000 people on Reddit are committed to doing it. And they're just eating oranges in the shower and then taking a picture of the remains in the bath. The remains of the orange.
Okay. So we completely got this wrong. This is like a new kind of like ice buckety challenge-y thing.
Well, it's not a challenge.
No. Like maybe like planking or something like that.
Yeah.
Or milking.
But they really seem to enjoy it.
Well, you would. It's an orange.
Oh, yeah.
Good source of vitamin C as well.
And they are quite messy. So a shower does make a sense of a good place to eat. Like, you know, maybe a Luxa. A Luxa in the shower would be a good spot because they're quite messy too.
What's a Luxa?
Yeah.
A Luxa. I tie Luxa soup.
Oh, what?
Yeah. That would be good to eat in the shower because it's messy.
Yeah, one of those.
All right. So tell us more.
You could have said anything, couldn't you?
Yeah,
you could have said a sticky bun.
Are you hungry by any chance?
Yeah, I had a Luxa recently. It was delicious. And I like showers.
But the reason people are doing it is, the main reason is because it's no mess and no sickness, which I can get on board with personally. But the descriptions that they're putting online are a bit intense.
Okay.
So one person wrote, and I'm going to do a different voice so nobody thinks it's my thoughts listening
okay,
in.
Okay, brilliant.
Okay. Tearing apart a cold pressed orange with your bare hands, just letting the juices run over your body, not worrying if you're gonna get sticky or anything, just ripping it in half and tearing into it with your teeth like a savage cannibal who hasn't eaten in a week.
Love that.
That's
love
so
that.
Good. Yeah. That's so good. Amazing.
So he clearly thinks he's an orange as well.
Yeah.
A cannibal eating an orange.
Yeah.
But I think you guys should do it and let me know how it goes.
Sure.
All you've got to do is eat an orange in the shower.
Oh, no, hang on. No. Michael already has like hour and a half long showers. The last thing you need to do is give him more tasks while he's in there.
I'll literally have a fruit salad going on in the shower. Yeah. The time. I'll grow an orange in that bitch, you know what I mean?
That's so good.
But there's no rules except for two.
Yeah.
One is in the photo, you can't be naked. So, Michael.
What? But you're in the shower, cuz.
Yeah, no, you can see your feet, but nothing, you know.
Right. Oh, so you are allowed to be naked, but you're just not allowed to take a photo.
Yeah, right, okay, cool,
sorry.
And then you can't have a grapefruit. You can have an orange, a tangerine, a satsuma, a blood orange, and a clementine, but not a grapefruit.
Oh.
Other than that, feel free to peel.
Okay. That's a madness. Why not a grapefruit?
That's sad.
I guess it's not part of the orange family. Well, I might be wrong, but.
Maybe it's not segmented like they are.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
So that's that orange.
That's a great
orange
one.
Life.
All right, that's it. All right, here's the third one. Check it out.
That's a record for all my fans out there, my family, the great people that work here at Guinness World Record in Milan, making every dream possible. From the guys in the back and to everybody else associated with this company, you guys are great. I love you all. Thank you very much.
Okay, so obviously someone has broken a Guinness World Record of some sort, but what could it be? It sounded like, I don't know, it sounded...
Could you play it again, please, just real quick?
Oh, yeah, of course, 100%. Here we go, check it out.
That's a record for all my fans out there, my family, the great people that work here at Guinness World Record in Milan, making every dream possible. From the guys in the back and to everybody else associated with this company, you guys are great. I love you all. Thank you very much.
So it's, interesting. He's in Milan.
He's in Milan, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a clue.
Yeah.
Is it...
KJ. KJ, you trickster.
Massive trickster.
You absolute trickster. I don't know. I don't know. Well, there's a big crowd.
His aunt's American, but he's in Milan. Americans would either go. Americans would go to Italy for the food. Sounds like he ate something.
Maybe it's. Is it a like a Italian food related thing?
Nope.
Okay. Oh, is it food related?
No.
Not at all.
Why else
would an American go to Italy?
Do you want to know?
Yes,
okay. Very much so.
100%. So a man's dedicated his time to hammering nails with his skull. So he pounded 38 of them into a board under 2 minutes last week. His name is John Ferraro. He wanted the world record and he nailed it.
Hey! There she is.
Fucking hell.
That is wild. Why would you do that?
I know.
So he puts nails...
He puts nails into the board.
I'm trying to get my head around this. So he puts nails on the board and then he...
hammers them with his own skull.
He headbutts them in.
Yeah. But before anyone at home wants to have a go at it...
Don't.
Turns out that his skull is actually 2 times thicker than the average human being's. And he realised this when he was younger. When he was chasing his brother because he went head first through a door.
Bloody
that's powerful,
hell.
Isn't
yeah,
it?
That is really powerful. Yeah. Holy shit.
He literally would have, you know, in the cartoons, the old school cartoons, when they run through walls and you can see their silhouette.
Yeah.
He would have just done that.
Yeah. I love it.
That's mad.
I'd love to do that.
Have you ever hit your head on like something to the really, apart from like, you know, headbutting someone or something like that? Have you ever like tried to like, maybe you're like, you got your hands full and you're trying to put something back in the cupboard and you're like, douche.
Yeah.
Have you ever used your forehead for a practical purpose?
Closing the fridge.
Oh no, that's just as a fist, so that doesn't count.
What?
What?
Wow. Okay.
Sainsbury staff can be so uncooperative, man.
They really can. Yeah. I've used my head for practical purposes, putting Sainsbury staff back in the line. Damn.
But he's actually won other stuff as well. So the other thing he's done, and get ready for this. So, the most concrete blocks broken on the head with a bowling ball dropping from above. So, to be clear...
Wait a minute. By default, you don't have to do one.
Do you know what I mean?
Tell me this guy's done more than one.
Yeah. So, he was on his knees holding stacks concrete blocks on his head. So he must have picked one up after the other. And then his assistant drops a bowling ball from directly above onto it, and then it breaks. Sounds like great fun.
How do they think of this shit?
What? Doesn't he have a headache all the time?
He's got a massively thick skull, though, isn't he?
I don't know how he does it. Who's he trying to impress, also? Anyone told me that
is he a wrestler?
I'd be gone.
Is he a wrestler?
He is a wrestler, yeah.
Is he as well?
And like, yeah. I bet he never listened as a kid. It's like his mum probably told him to stop doing all this bullshit. She's like, how do I get it through your thick skull? He's like, that's the point, mum, you can't. You fucking can't. One day I'm going to show you as well.
God.
I'm going to be somebody. She's like, put my fucking concrete blocks back and go to your dad's.
Yeah. Fucking hell, man. That's crazy. That's some thick skull. Thick skull.
So at least he won. Yeah. He's not doing it for no reason. So there we go. They're the weird stories of the week.
Thanks for them, Kel.
From me.
Here I've got. I did get a chance to fill out your Valentine's Day card. Oh. Very, very. There's not a long message, but there you go.
So do I open it this year or next year?
Yeah, you can open it right
I
now.
Say open
I forgot
it next
to
year.
Give it to you.
Okay.
Because you'll still be around.
You can read it out.
Do you want me to read it out?
Yeah. It's really long. I just did a quick
look. Oh, wow. It's like Shakespearean shit.
It is.
To Kelly, happy Valentine's Day. You're wonderful. You.
Oh.
Yow, cow.
No, not cow. What?
You're a wonderful
cow. I meant to put you a wonderful friend, but I ran out of time. And I just, you're a wonderful you. Because friend was too long. The you's
thank
quite
you
short.
Thank you very much.
Love you,
Kelly.
Love you too.
We love you dearly,
Kel.
You are amazing. Thank you so much. Well, I can't wait. We'll catch you next week at the same bat time, bat channel, 3 p.m. We've got Carpa Face going to join us ever so soon in the studio. Going to be doing a live ting for us. And also talking about a new single out and stuff like that. So that's coming up very, very soon. But up next, I do believe producers have been working around the clock to get one of the drones that has been attacked by tigers in China.
Yes.
On the line.
Indeed.
I'm pretty sure. Well, hopefully it all works out. You know how it is. You know how it
we
is.
We get those interviews that no one can get. Sometimes it's...
We generally do.
It's to the wire, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it really does go to the wire. Who knows?
Hopefully up next, talking to a drone.
And a tiger.
So, what? Okay, now you've gone too far. Or have we?
Possibly.
Find out soon. Subculture Club right here on FUBAR. Michael and Hugh with you.
Mother's home. You will show me I had something. Some people call it soul. And you drive top the sky. Oh, you. When I was 3 years old, no one knows me like the piano in my mother's home. Couldn't cope. They said that is her time. No, 'tis inside. I kept the feelings close. And you took hold of me and never, never.
Man is fully pregnant now, guys, you know?
Yeah, man, straight up and down.
Man is fully pregnant.
Sam forgets you're pregnant just from listening to it.
It doesn't matter what gender you are.
Yeah.
We're all pregnant now.
You know they say, like, baby making music?
Mm-hmm.
That will get you pregnant.
Exactly.
It doesn't make you want to have sex with someone.
It just makes you pregnant.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Impregnates people, man. That is...
It does.
Samfer is the reason for overpopulation.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of... put forward all these conspiracy theories for population control, you know, AIDS, cancer, you know, they're all engineered by the government to sort of quell the growing rise in humans being born on this earth or living on this earth.
Mm.
Samfer was made purely to just make other humans.
Well, like you were saying, I mean, that is actually quite interesting because, say, you know, talking about ways of, trying to cull overpopulation.
Yeah.
It sounds like tigers are doing the same thing by fighting back Against drones.
Yeah.
I was just going to say Sampha might be a machine. I'm going to find out, but I think Sampha might be an acronym, and the P is for pregnancy.
It might be. Yeah.
It might. Every letter stands something. And Sampha.
Do you know what's great about this, right? In 9 months' time, Sampha got you for 18 years, motherfucker. 18 years. I got you.
That's it.
I got you. Show me that money. Show me that money. Yeah, man, but we were just before the lovely Kelly J came in, we were chatting about this is pretty incredible. Drones obviously used for some pretty invasive reasons. The only thing I think drones are good for is, like, obviously from, you know, like making film and TV and stuff.
Exactly.
You can use drone shots.
Oh man, drone shots are beautiful. Like,
it basically just turned a helicopter shoot into like fucking something that costs nothing.
Exactly.
Now, and you can get a very similar effect.
Mm-hmm.
But they are quite invasive. And like how you were saying before, is a zoo in China, yeah?
You're right, yeah. So a zoo in a part of China that I can't pronounce is the habitat of a few tigers.
Mm.
And these tigers are apparently overweight.
Yeah.
And I've seen the video, and they are quite portly tigers. I ain't never seen Attenborough talking about any tigers of that build.
Right, so they're fat tigers.
They're fat tigers. I didn't want a body shame.
I reckon when it comes to tigers, fatter and slower the better. Anything that's going to give me a bit more of a chance.
Tigers in the wild, anyway.
Yeah.
Because if you get yourself caught out there, then you know it's in your best interests for your hunter to be a lot slower than you.
Because if I'm getting chased by a tiger and I'm like, fuck, hang on, hasn't got me yet. And I turn around and there's one big fat ass motherfucker sweating its ass off on an asthma puffer and shit. I'm like, yes.
Yo, slow up, man. I just want to ask you a question.
Just give me a lick, man. Just one lick. Oh, you taste so good. Yeah, you fat ass tiger.
But in captivity, you wouldn't expect, you know, you'd expect, because it's a much more controlled environment, you know, you wouldn't expect to see a chubby tiger there either.
No, but if you did, you'd want drones. You'd want drones to cover all angles. Surely.
Well, the thing is that it's human nature to kind of put the drones there to antagonize the tigers.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Not to make interesting angled films. They
antagonize the tigers. So the tigers.
Do they zap them and shit? What do they
do? No, the tigers chase them.
Oh, is that what it is?
Exercise.
Oh, right. So they're like, they dangle a little stake off a drone and then just fly around and there's still fucking poor tiger. That's horrible.
It's fucked up, right?
That's really bad.
So these tigers are just like lumbering after this drone, and then the tigers think, actually, fuck that. I'm like one of the most prolific, sophisticated hunters in the wild. Like my parents, like my kind of family out there, if they could see me now, which they probably will if they got laptops and that and the internet, which, you know, modern day tigers probably have, will just be laughing at me.
Yeah.
I'm here in captivity and I'm just a spoilt fat tiger. I can't even do shit.
Yeah.
One of them, obviously, that goes through its mind and it just takes this drone that catches it in midair.
So this is incredible. So tigers in captivity are fighting back against drones. We've actually, hopefully this works out. It is very difficult, but we've hopefully got a drone on the line right now who is actually in captivity. So we'll patch the call through. Hopefully it works.
Hello, Skytech model number 6489X824-8 speaking.
Oh, great. I'm so glad you're there. This is very exciting. Where are you now, drone 4, 5, 9, 10, 6?
That is actually wrong. My model number is actually not important. I am currently in a tiger pen in a Chinese zoo. Coordinates are north 45, 7424 degrees. East 126-6617 degrees.
That's very, very specific. Thank you for that, Droney. You're actually in a tiger pen right now, because we know there's been quite a few attacks on drones. Are you safe? Are you okay? Describe where you are right now.
As I said before, I am in a tiger pen in a Chinese zoo. Coordinates are north 45.7.
Are you able
east
to fly?
126.6617 degrees, Hugh.
Are you?
Thank you for your concern.
So I'm assuming you can't fly, because otherwise, if you were a drone, you could just fly away, right? But
I'm unable to fly, Hugh. It's fucked up. I'm sick of this shit. I didn't sign up for this fuckery. One minute I was a lowly but happy music video and Discovery Channel drone. The next I'm taken against my will and put among already suspicious tigers. Tigers, for fuck's sake.
That's went well.
I didn't stand a chance. I have been treated well by these beasts, though. I have one cradling me now.
That is so cute, because obviously we heard that you were being attacked, but it sounds a little bit more like you've been captured and now you're being kept safe. Is there any chance we could speak to one of the tigers, or... Hello? Droney?
Yes, indeed, can speak to one of the tigers now.
So what do I call you? What's your name?
Whatever you want, motherfucker. Apparently, I can't catch you.
All right, okay, I'll call you whatever you want, motherfucker. Whatever you want, motherfucker. So what is your actual beef with the drones? Like, why are you guys attacking...
Motherfucker, what's your beef with drones, man? You think you're the only one that wants privacy, man? I've been watched 24 hours a day my whole goddamn life, man. Now they want me to stay fit for the man? Man, fuck that! I'm a goddamn tiger and I saw snow the other night, man. Fucking snow. Do you know what that feels like, huh? Matter of fact, fuck you, fuck Fuwa, and motherfuck this interview. You're lucky I don't kill this son of a bitch.
Don't hurt Droney. Please don't hurt Droney. We don't want to be responsible for that. He's just a Discovery Channel drone. That's just... Please, just... Please. Are you there? Are you there? Oh, shit. I think we might have just killed a drone. Oh, my God. We gotta go.
Subculture Club with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
Very excited. We've got Carpet Face joining us in the studio up next. Here is Don't Get It Twisted by the man himself. Going to be doing a live ting for us too.
Yeah. Yo. Hey. Yeah. Just maybe. Maybe I'm talking in. Yo, hey, yo. Don't get right and wrong mixed up with legal, and don't get the law mixed up with common sense. Don't get the vote mixed up with your choices, and don't mix yes or no with on the fence. Don't get your drugs mixed up with medication or education, not with your school. Don't let your lies be something to read you, and don't let your life be something to rule. Don't mix your news up with information, and don't mix worthwhile up with a trend. Don't mix your name up with legal fiction, and don't mix a lie picked up with the friend. Don't mix your tax with your contribution, and don't mix an adult up with a man. Don't get rich mixed up with successful, and don't mix a bit up with understand. I said no, it might seem easier, but don't. I know it's fucking tempting, but don't. I beg you no. Don't get it twisted, don't. Might seem easier, but don't. I know it's fucking tempting, but don't. I beg you no. Here we go. Even though I'm not free like I want it to be, ain't no barcode in me, it's truly not groovy. So you get no doobie, now sue me. The floozy, I do the Watusi. Producer B as you speak through the Lucy. Now booze free, on or off the mic, the Droomy's kinda bluesy. You heard the name, but when they view me, they're like, who's he? I don't wanna think about it, beatbox amuse me. But it's my duty to spit truth until you and your crew see the matters like the governor, the lighting up took you. See that coming like a fucking bookie. Your paradigm crumbling like cookies, fumbling like bad nookie, mumbling like a rookie. Take a lookie at the books, the footsie crooksie, off the hooksie, and I'm through. You should be ashamed of all the things that you do. Just your weight to the other foot's inside the shoe. You know we used to make love, but nowadays we just screw. That's a fucking problem, the heartless robbing, and we do nothing to stop them. Blinded by the shiny limelight, climbing the heights. The only ladder worth climbing is the one in your tights. And yes, I meant what I just said, but joking, if you're taking heart and sizzle pop, a fighting makes a spit like bacon. Yeah, we like the talks, but they never pretend to be Jamaican. I ain't faking, making them awake and shaking. It's painstaking in a blazer, making moves, tectonic plates, quaking in your face, throwing shakes, going ape on a vape. EMC's like cake, mic cable round the neck like a superhero cape. Somebody give me a fucking break. I said, don't get right and wrong mixed up with legal, and don't get the law mixed up with common sense. Don't get the vote mixed up with your choices, and don't mix yes and no with on the fence. Don't get your drugs mixed up with medication or education,
keeping up with your school. Don't let your eyes be something to read you, and don't let your life be something to ruin. Don't mix your news with your information, and don't mix worthwhile up with a trend. Don't mix your name up with legal fiction, and don't mix a lie picked up with the friend. Don't mix your tax with your contribution, and don't mix an adult up with a man. Don't get rich mixed up with successful, and don't mix submit up with understand. I said no. It might seem easier, but don't. I know it's fucking tempting, but don't. I beg you, beg you, beg you, beg you, no. I said don't get it twisted, don't. It might seem easier, but don't. I know it's fucking tempting, but don't. I beg you, beg you, beg you, beg you, no, baby girl. Don't get it twisted, don't. It might seem easier, but don't. I know it's fucking tempting, but don't. I beg you, beg you, beg you, beg you, no. Don't get it twisted, don't. It might seem easier, but don't. I know it's fucking tempting, but don't. I beg you, beg you, beg you, beg you, no. Said don't get it.
It's Subculture Club right here on FUBAR. Michael and Hugh with you. And that was Carpa Face right there. And now he is also right here. He's joining us in hello, the studio hello. Right now. How are you, my bro?
Yes, doing very well, thank you. How you doing?
We're doing great. We're doing good. We're doing good.
Pleasure to meet you, mate.
I like it when someone introduces themselves to me by saying motherfucker in a really friendly way. It's really nice.
I think if you just do it with a little high pitch at the end, like, it can never really be aggressive.
That's a versatile word.
You can't offend someone if you've done it in that way.
Absolutely. It's a very versatile word. Yeah. So, Carpet Face, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
What is the meaning?
Meaning.
The reason.
Well, I just had a beard before some of my friends when I was a bit younger, and it was a bit rough compared to my hair. There's nothing much more than that, really.
Ah, silly, I thought it was going to be nickname. Even stranger than that, maybe, and you could, I don't know, you had a party trip where you could roll your face. Literally just roll your face into a carpet.
I've never, well, people have been walking all over me for a long time, so... You know, it's one of those things. But no, I just thought when it came to choosing an MC name, that was my nickname already for a bit. And I just thought no one's going to want to bite that. So who would?
Well, there's a lot of people that munch on the furry rug, I think the term goes. So.
I've heard that this is done, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Copper Face.
Yeah, good chat.
Come on, man. What's wrong with Copper Face? Don't be afraid of Copper Face.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
I ain't afraid of no Copper Face.
Yeah.
But we also found out a very interesting other fact.
This is amazing, isn't it?
So we were talking to a big cat on the line earlier on.
Yeah.
A tiger who has captured a drone.
Okay, yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah, and isn't letting the drone go. But you obviously had a very deep and close relationship with another cat.
Yes, I did. My cat, Dr. Iggy, God rest his soul, he's currently sitting in this little tattoo on my side of my neck.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we got him made into some ink.
We were talking about that as well.
I was actually wondering where you were going with that. We had
Carpet Face, do hip hop. Tell me a story about a cat.
This is so weird.
Kelly Jade was literally just talking about someone that inks ashes into people. And we're like, what?
Yeah.
And I love that Michael uses a reference of a tiger because it ties in with a cat instead of that specific.
I used to date someone that had their ex's ashes in. It was beautiful but weird.
Because when you're with someone
else, that's technically double penetration. That's both of you inside her at the same time.
It's inception.
Now I don't know whether I feel like I was violated or I was the violator or violatee.
Wow,
I don't know.
Yeah, but anyway, you got me thinking about words.
It was worth it.
Getting anything of any partner permanently put on your body is a fucking dicey game. I've got a homie from like this is maybe 10 years ago or something like that. Got his girlfriend's name Mary. Just got Mary. Got it tattooed on his dick.
Oh God!
Right, as a big grand gesture, and then they split up maybe a year later or something like that.
Wow!
I think he might have tried to like stretch his dick out and write Mary Jane or something. Like, I don't know.
I've got one of my exes. Her name was in a heart on my backside, and my tattooist Chris Bagnall said, fuck it, let's just cross it out a little bit and just put Shit Happens. And so we did. That was our cover up.
Love it.
We just, put Shit Happens and crossed the name out and left the rest.
Love it, man. That's fucking brilliant. That's
cool. Love you, Chris.
Love you, Chris. Yeah. Hey, so what's been happening for you, man? We know you're going to be doing a live thing for us in a bit, sure, which we're very, very pumped about.
Yeah.
But yeah, tell us what's been happening.
Okay. Well, I just put out a single that you just heard, Don't Get It Twisted, which came out on a certain president's inauguration day a couple of weeks back. That's a track about, you know, knowing your rights and personal freedoms and fake news and propaganda and all that kind of stuff.
Perfect timing then to wait for that inauguration.
Yeah, when I wrote the track and recorded it and everything and set a release date, I wasn't actually aware that was going to...
Really?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't actually a deliberate thing, but there was a little bit of a buzz on social media about it at the time, but no, it wasn't intentional.
That's perfect timing.
Yeah,
that's fucking great timing. Yeah.
And so I've just been sort of in Holland and UK in the last few weeks, just sort of promoting that and touring that around. And my next single is going to be on May the 8th, and it's with a hip hop legend called Donald D, who you might remember from Rhyme Syndicate, and it's called Painstaking Arranger, and it's going to be it's going to be out on all digital platforms from May the 8th.
Amazing.
And,
awesome.
It's about jazz's influence on hip-hop and sampling culture.
Sick.
Cool. And are you for it? I'm assuming you're for sampling culture. Or are you against it?
No, I think if it wasn't for a lot of the samples that I heard in hip-hop, I think for me hip-hop was one of the first lots of music that got me into other stuff, you know, because when you find out as a kid that these are things from other records, it makes you... find out what they are.
Yeah.
Sort of outside your parents' vinyl collection in the 80s, there wasn't much else that would bring you old music.
Hmm.
And so, for me, it's if it's done right and the original people are cut in on it, then you know, no one's getting ripped off for their work. If it's done respectfully, it's literally the sound of respect for your elders and, you know, like delving into history and learning from the past.
Absolutely.
And, without it, you know, you've just got bunch of idiot children.
Mm.
You know? True. So
I suppose that kind of brings up Mr. Stubblefield, aka the funky drummer, James Brown's funky drummer, who died recently.
Yeah.
Well, and Axl Rudd about 2 weeks before that.
Yes, of course. Yeah, both very, very sampled musicians.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, I've got another tattoo on my throat here is the funky drummer waveform.
Oh wow,
really? Yeah. Incredible. No shit.
I've got Amen break down the side.
It's an incredible synchronicity, it seems.
If I start talking about my bank card pin and then you're like, actually I just happen to have it tattooed.
I got it in the chorus of one of my songs. It's just falling into place for some weird reason, but I wish it didn't have to. Wish he was still alive making more wicked beats. There's so much to thank that guy for. Respect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rest in peace.
Absolutely.
100%. And what about shows and stuff? You've been doing, got some coming up, or you've been doing some? Or?
I had it all written down on a bit of paper and it's in the other room now.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, you ain't got it tatted on you?
No.
That's the trick there.
I'm running out of space for every
it's
gig.
It's like fucking prison break, isn't it?
Everything I've got. The directions to the radio station are on his arm somewhere.
Yeah. Sorry, what was the question? What's the gigs?
Yes.
Tomorrow, Grand Theft Audio at the Hive,
of course,
in Dalston. Mm-hmm. That's a Silver Bullet, Passing Clouds, and Hive collab event. It's to encourage loads and loads of people to want to make London's nightlife survive. And I'll be on the Grand Central stage, rocking a microphone from 1:10.
Okay, cool.
I want people to get down at 8:00 though, because there's mad amounts of talent from the kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's information about that event on my page, and if you look on Facebook, I think it's Grand Theft Audio Hive.
Yeah.
is the event.
Awesome.
So there's that, and then my next London show is with some awesome people on the 23rd of March at the Chip Shop in Brixton, Hip Hop Chip Shop. Big up Michael Life. Go. That is with a very special guest from New York who's not allowed to be mentioned yet. DJ Supreme, and we've got Q-Rock, Son of Noise, and the Ice Pick as well, all doing some live stuff. So that one's going to be super, super dope.
Amazing.
As well. And then, I'm coming back sort of to London for shows maybe once or twice a month. at the moment.
Coming back to London?
Because you're based in Holland, are you? Is that what you said before?
No,
you're
going
back
I was just playing there. No, I'm based. I've got a child in the southwest.
Right.
Near the beach. So I'm backwards and forwards from there.
Bless.
Yes.
Nice one.
Yeah. So the work is mainly the work is great. It's the commute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is across the country from one side
what
to the other.
What tattoo do you have on you for your child?
I have his hand here.
Yeah, I knew there's going to be a few.
I've got his name there.
Oh, bless, man.
Yeah.
Bless. That's cool, man.
It's like a whole ID bit, isn't it? It's his handprint and his name.
Yeah. Yeah. This one goes out to MC Home Slice. Yeah. Do your homework. Get to bed by 8.
Incredible.
See you on Monday.
All right, man. Well, let's jump into it. So you're going to be doing a live track for us right now. What is this? So this is the one that's coming out on May 8th?
Nope. I'm just going to... The music is an instrumental from a classic track called I Get Hype by a group called Trouble. It's a really old, rare UK hip-hop tune. It's just the instrumental from that. I'm going to try and string some rhymes together over that.
Nice. All right. Cool, man. So, Carpet Face live in the Fubar Studios right here on Subculture Club. Whenever you're ready, my man.
Can I get some more of the beat in my cans? Yeah. Fubar time. Fucked up beyond all recognition. Carpet Face in full effect. Check it out. Here we go. Power crowns in the hand with a gram in the pan. I'm taking a stand to put in the gland and let the inner swing band expand until that damage is damn with a lack of the clown man is planned like a hand to the back of the caravan. With lyrics, if you fucking kids can just stick with this shit. Ballistics, witness, sickness, victims listed. Piss take, miss the misfits. Big wits with dicks for chicks who dig pigs in lipstick. Dicking and docking and finishing off in the film in the whole thing. Now let your whole sing. It's boring to be snoring in the morning, kicking the doors in like yours if you're falling for the wrong type of calling. Tipping a ball in one, test the out of time and check your temperature. Sounding pop, but way too mental to win. Entertain with her empty in this brain at ya. You're likely to record it for the record as your lyrical adventure. Yeah, the rap equivalent of penis to your denture. Never meant to turn out waving at your scent, I might dementia. Never meant to hurt an MC, but the way the crowd cookie crumbled, most of you were whacker than me. It's a set it, it's okay to give yourself credit. It's an old book, had the even older frog. I was like Reddit, see, cause I've been there and I've done that and I sold the fucking t-shirts. And when I'm on the mic, they react like knee jerk. Never should I raise ya, facing ya, a proof cutting like a straight razor in your shaver. The savior from way before the old school raver, blatant flavor. Check the carpet face. Fucking my behavior on the stage, yeah, never been all the fucking rage. Bust the cage, turn a new page. Now I'm amazed with the flower of life on the right side of the mind. Daily grinder, leaving one demon at a time behind, and I'm fine. So how you feeling out there? I'm fine. This kind of rhyme is rare. I'm fine. How you feeling? How you feeling? I'm fine. Why? Cause I rhyme. You better see a stranger in the street and try befriending them. Imagine love you lending them instead of ways you ending them. Punk heavy, like an elephant pheromone. The ending of the lemmy, no more mental cliff descending. Check it, stop blending them. I'm ripping the sides and we're mending them. Very, very heavy. Coming like a pendulous pendulum, blending them. Ripping the geek in it for the giggles and shits. Heart soaks up in your grits. With the mic in the mix. With the rigidity of cities, lick a dick with no pity. The water meaty committee. Sitting on responsibility. Sitting this and spinning in it. You're tricking, sickening, and sticking pins in the kitten. Sweating with his divisions. I'll eat you up for I put them up, I don't bother. Don't make me rhyme about the night I spent the light with your mother. Am I dreaming? Spit the light, which flinch be pinch. Really nearly silly lyrics, spitting Da Vinci on this shit. And I ain't even really done. Stick my neck out on the mic, I don't mind being that someone. I know I ain't alone, I wake you up down the microphone. Respecting all MCs, making the truth better known. Yo, understand, some of the mic I got a plan. Making people failing to remember how to hold hands. See one day more of us can tell our kids, kids, kids. I tried, I really tried with everything that I did. You run around, you chatting about your guns and brethren. Probably to find your heaven sending some real fuckers brebbing. Jump upon the mic, I'm moving around just like a Bedouin. Your head spin, I swap a lot of shit like Keith Chegwin. I'm dead thin, bust you on the pitch, I give you red shins. Blast a piece pie, like the red skin. You got the cash to bust a set down at your wedding. Now I'm treading upon the toes of MCs meddling with the whack shit. Hip-hop went downhill like sledging. I'm pledging the wedge, shut the beaks of them fledgings. Like dust, 95% of rappers are fucking dead skin. Cred's in the contesting, call your next of kin. Like your mum, and sure you pack your socks and vest in. My record label needs some cash to invest in. I get that vex off with a chest with every present. Sweat through your kicks and get on with the next thing. Can't get out of bed without a kick, can't get off to sleep without a smoke. No joke. Who can't say no tobacco? No drink, coughing your shit in the sink. Thinking am my eyes always this fucking pink? Glaze over like ice rings. Hard to keep them open, can't remember what was spoken by the boss 2 minutes ago. He's asking what did I just say? Well,
what did I just say? Fuck it, I don't know. You're 23, you retire at 65. Do this for another 42 years and do what you want if you're still alive with all your wits about you. 40 years of humble servitude, and where did it get you? The property ladder on number two? Remember the one who you felt when you were younger? Was it satisfied? Here's how it's classified, I'll spell it out for you. Deathbed regrets are many. If deathbed regrets are many, well, me, well, I don't want any. I'll take my chances, resist advances from the Barry Hen lifestyles. Prompting me to compile files, you put them in to end, they last for miles and miles. Like the goose of people lacking smiles that come in a pile of old bathroom tiles with nervous breakdowns imminent late from lunch and rushing. Raising your diss into the gushing. Guess I don't call it work for nothing. You say to me that maybe I'm acting like a baby, maybe just plain lazy. Some people amaze me, you're fucking crazy. Carpet faces here, now do you read me? Time for you to turn off the TV and rip up that CV. Cause this drone I woke up picked a microphone up. I get you in so many stitches, now you're sewn up. Word to the wise, open your eyes, look to the skies. A big heart's got nothing to do with size, I won't apologize. I got you reaching for your flies, and you wonder why? Because I put Spanish fly in your Mai Tai. Complicated like pregnancies, had a wealth of experience in my first quarter century, then wished away 5 out of every 7 years for too long. 10 years on, I pack out your venues like bongs. Lost chemicals and get the veins back up to speed. The need that I feed's got speakers and a lead. Lack of ozone made of us fires, burn the trees. Soon we're gonna regret not minding Q's and P's as breezes. With sudden gale force qualities, cooling them off from the temperatures rising with the seas. Manufactured plastic, send a record shop with cheese. Not on my fucking label, new bias industries. It's a mess, yes, I got vets, I must confess. I get twisted, well I can stress with the best of them. We go together like burritos and Mexicans. Me, you, the rest of them. Even the Decepticons who plan to turn a Pentagon hexagon. Making room for more Texans and boom, spoke too soon. Blowing all the cheese up on the moon. Not yet, but soon. Now check the name of this tune and get your frontal lobe off of me. Your space in my brain containing private property. Your lies ain't got to me and your lies ain't got to be monotony. So try to stop robots from clocking me. Prophecy, I fulfill no prophecy. I get fat upon no profits. My pocket rocket, blocking your pipes and sockets. I won't stop it. If you're on your arse, then get off it. And try to stop them helicopters dropping that botulism. And I think I'm out.
Hey!
Yeah.
Oh, yes, bro.
You want to see more live? You got to come down to the Hive.
Damn. Is there even any more? Is there any more live? No, it's like you just spat every lyric in existence.
Yeah,
was incredible.
Quite
fast. Was dope, man.
Thank you.
Hell yeah, man! That like 6 minutes as well, just spitting super fast.
Yeah.
Lech.
I was going to say we should get him to do the world's longest shit, but there's no need.
No. You just did Carpet Face, man. Thanks so much, bro. So where's the best place for people to find you online? Or
Twitter is Carpet Face Rocks. It's Carpet Face Official on Facebook. So just put at and my capital letters Carpet Face. You find it in there. Carpetface.com is my very rarely updated website.
Yeah.
Hopefully that'll change. I'm on Instagram. Look for Carpet Face. No one else wants to call themselves Carpet Face.
Yeah.
Apart from some weird industrial machinery thing. So.
Thanks so much, man. But we still got a couple of minutes. We wanted. We thought maybe you could join us with our little sub of the week,
where we look
at a weird subculture from around the world. This one
it's not a sandwich.
It's not a sandwich. Japanese rockabilly club. This is so dope. So this is basically very exaggerated elements of 50s American greaser fashion. Famous Tokyo rockabilly club meets regularly in a park in Japan to showcase their customized leather jackets, outrageous hairstyles, and listen to classic rockabilly tunes from Elvis and more. Have a little look at this. Check that out.
That is an almighty quiff, that.
That is an amazing quiff.
It is.
Are you okay?
That's at least a couple of feet tall.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love that, man. I love that. I mean, I've got quite a few Japanese mates, and I just they're always doing wild shit. Like, they're fucking, like, they really are. They're so dope. But I reckon that's a good one. The Japanese rockabilly club.
That guy's got a portable hairdryer, because he's in the park using a hairdryer, mate. Mm.
Yeah.
And I can see a cord.
It's not like, do you think they bring a generator on a trailer?
I reckon they really 100%. Do. That must be the most important thing.
Nine types of dedication. That is.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's incredible.
I was in, not Tokyo, but I was in Fukuoka in Japan. Played one show there, and there was this crazy amount of biker gangs went through, and they looked all like that.
That's amazing, man. So that's definitely our subculture of the week right there. Just about time for us to get out of there. Going to leave you with Hits Blunt, but thank you so much all for Carpet Face for coming in.
Absolutely.
And don't forget as well, we've got tickets for Slam Dunk Festival. You can score 2 tickets. You need to jump on the FUBAR Twitter right now. We will catch you next Friday for Subculture Club. Johanna James and Noel Clark taking over up next.
Do you want to get high?
Hey, take your shades off.
I can't do that.
Oh.
from.
Yo, listen. You see, right in the corner, that bingo hall.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, you'd be surprised who goes in there, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man. I see guys that are trying to pick up babes.
Oh, man. That's what I was in there for. Ended up scoring some good weed, bro.
Some good weed.
Oh, man. Arthritis. God bless arthritis, man. They need this for that shit, man.
I'll tell you what. Hey, man. What? You know, this shit's got me thinking, man. If a pregnant lady goes swimming, does that make her a submarine? Like a human submarine?
You killed me, blood.
What the?
I'm dead.
What the fuck?
I think I'm actually dead.
Call 999. We're overdosing on marijuana.
I must be like a weapon of mass destruction by now, you know? Because you're blowing my mind, man. It's a big mind.
Oh, man. Seems... Man, so, yeah?
Listen to this, yeah?
Oh, my dick.
Why the fuck, yeah?
Yeah?
Do we call lions the king of the jungle, bro? They don't even live there, cuz.
They don't?
Nah, what? Man.
What?
What? They must be like emperors then, cuz. They clearly... colonize the jungle, but I don't know what's going on, bro. That's a mad thing.
I can't figure that shit out. I can't figure that shit out. Bro, you're all just thinking, if two mind readers are reading each other's minds, whose minds are they reading? What the?
What?
What the fuck? The fuck? Fuck!
Mate.
What the fuck?
I can't even talk anymore. I don't know if it's that or this week.
Do you want some help, man? Try and say crisp. You say it from the... It comes out of the back and works all the way to the front of your mouth. Crisp.
Fuck.
Crisp. Fuck, I'm hungry now too.
Me too.
Fucking so hungry.
This is going to make you even more hungry. Try and say beer can repeatedly, whatever that fucking word is, with that side, the Jamaican going.
Beer can. Yeah, get the beer can.
I'm so hungry
now. Come on, man, let's go get some eats, man.